Many of the projects and initiatives begun by Florida West in 2017 will continue to progress this year. And to hear CEO Scott Luth tell it, 2018 is hitting the ground running.
We are working with a number of light manufacturing companies that are considering the community. So now it's a matter of kind of finalizing those projects and hopefully getting those commitments to expand or to locate in Escambia County.
One holdover from the previous year is the continued evolution of Florida West's cybersecurity plan.
Now it's going to be a matter of actually implementing that strategy. And so I think that's what's going to be kind of a little bit new and different. We're also looking at expanding the amount of square footage that we have for our small business incubator in 2018. So it allows us to serve and support more companies.
Florida West and similar agencies around the state are keeping a close eye on the legislative session now underway. A particular interest is funding for Enterprise Florida. It received around $17 million in the current budget, compared to $24 million the previous fiscal year.
Allowing them to continue to market and support the things that we do in the state and have the programs available and the tools that are necessary to keep our companies here, keep our companies growing. We're hopeful that Governor Scott will be successful in another round of funding under his Job Growth Fund. We think that's a good tool to support workforce development and infrastructure needs.
Governor Scott and House Speaker Richard Corcoran are at odds about the future of Enterprise Florida. The House blocked Scott's request for $85 million for business incentives last year. Corcoran called it corporate welfare.
Should government be interjecting itself into the free market, competing with businesses, and re-engineering and saying, we know who to pick as a winner, who to pick as a loser, and we know how to re-engineer that whole marketplace? No.
A compromise was reached that created an $85 million funding pool for job training and infrastructure projects aimed at beefing up economic development. Governor Scott took to the airwaves and the web to promote it.
The Florida Job Growth Grant Fund provides even more resources and opportunities for businesses to succeed today and well into the future. I look forward to continuing to work with CareerSource Florida and our local partners to make our state the number one destination for job creation and opportunity.
However, there's only been one grant awarded for just over $200,000 to fund workforce training at Manatee Technical College in Bradenton, that according to a spokeswoman at the fund. Rick Scott is termed out this year, and his mantra since his first election in 2010 has been jobs, jobs, and jobs.
Every time he spoke, every time you heard him talk about it, that was his focus. Obviously, in a community and in a state that saw such a downturn with the recession, it was an appropriate strategy, and I think a very successful strategy over the last 8 years.
Scott Luth at Florida West says at the grassroots level, they enjoy what he calls a really good relationship with governments in looking to the future.
How do we grow industry? How do we continue to support our existing industry base that's here and our business base that's here, and also look for opportunities to bring more development. And I think that partnership's going to continue. I think we will have an additional initiatives and emphasis on workforce development and workforce training for the community.
But among the concerns at Florida West is the upcoming exodus out of the local legislative delegation. Representative Clay Ingram is termed out in District 1, and Representative Frank White is giving up the District 2 seat to run for Attorney General. There could also be new faces in the Pensacola mayor's office and on the city council, while at least one newcomer will be elected to the Escambia County Commission. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.